Triple M.
Terry for breakfast.
Always good to catch up with Russ Clark, the CEO of the Albany Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Russ, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Terry.
Russ, in the last day, we've heard of the arrival of Amazon. I mean, this has been promised for a long time and it's finally here. What sort of impact will that have locally in the Albany business community?
Oh, look, it will have an impact, Terry. There's no doubt about that. But I think it'll be a gradual impact, not a massive overnight impact. I think it's important to remember that online shopping's been around for a while. It's just another avenue and online and another company. I think we'll also see the rise of Decathlon soon as well, and that'll have an impact on some of the other retailers around the state. But as we all know, people are more and more and more shopping online, and I think there's no doubt that it will eventually have impact, yes.
It's a good reminder to people, you know, that local businesses can compete with those overseas players, and good opportunity to shop local.
Well, I think that's right. I think the points of difference are customer service. And being able to actually go into the shop and see the goods itself and try it out or have a look at it or try it on or, you know, look at the quality of the machines if it's something like the health and fitness industry. And I think the other important thing is that local people are employing local people who are paying taxes, who are also donating to the local charities, as our ad says on TV. So certainly buying local is a very important message. We've also got to say to our own local retailers, they've got to be competitive and utilise those points of difference about physical in-store and customer service.
Russ Clark is here with us, Albany Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Russ, it officially kicked off at the start of the month, extended trading running up until January 31.
Yeah, that's right, Terry. And as we always know, it's up to the individual trader as to whether or not they wish to open their doors. At the end of the day, some people take advantage of that. I know I went past Coles on Sunday and there's people down at Arana. But there's also our local IGA has been operating on Sundays for a long time and built up a loyal clientele. So I'm sure there won't be that bigger impact to those businesses during there. And it also, as we head in and more people, school finishes up this week up in Perth and down around the region, that we're going to start to see the holiday makers making their way down there and hopefully spending a bit of money in the tills.
Russ Clark, Albany Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Been a pretty positive 2017.
Oh, look, I think so, Terry. I mean, it's tough out there. It's not easy, particularly in retail at the present time. But when I talk to different business owners, some are doing really well. Some are finding a bit of a downturn in certain places. Obviously, harvest is well underway at the present time too. So our busy period's coming up through December and January with all the holiday makers coming down and hopefully helps the people in the tourism industry and also in our retail industry. So let's hope we have a big bumper Christmas and hopefully everyone does well.
Tell you what, big news as we get towards the Winter Olympics in South Korea in 2018. One major country has been disqualified from participating in next year's events. The announcement was made a little earlier this morning. The IOC president, Thomas Bach, had this to say.
The Russian Olympic Committee is suspended with immediate effect. Individual clean Russian athletes will be able to participate under strict conditions at the Olympic Winter Games Pyeongchang 2018. These invited athletes will participate, be it in individual or team competitions, under the name Olympic Athlete from Russia, with the acronym OAR. They will compete with the uniform bearing this name and under the Olympic flag.
And so some big news coming out of the IOC as we count down to the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea. So selected athletes from Russia could compete under the banner OAR without the national flag or anthem. However, Russia could refuse the offer and boycott the Games, but the IOC hit back saying an Olympic boycott has never achieved anything and there's no reason for the boycott because they're going to be allowing the clean athletes to participate. So watch this one.
And time for some more tech talk with Trent from techwrap.net. Trent, this sound might be familiar from the late 90s, early 2000s. Because the SMS celebrates 25 years this week.
Most people would be familiar with the sound of a text message. The date was the 3rd of December, 25 years ago, that the inception of the text message in the first major text message that went out, and it was basically a Christmas greeting to a few people. very simple thing, but of course, you know, text messaging has been used by all varieties of people since then, and, you know, we've gone from simple to, you know, colour, simple. We've gone from simple screens on small mobile phones to, you know, full screen colour displays. Text messages have changed, I guess, their sizes and even their costs. Now they're unlimited. And also, you know, some of them travel over the internet as well. And, you know, over a year in the UK, for instance, an organisation counted that over 781 billion SMS messages had been sent and received, which is quite an incredible number. But it's definitely something that isn't going
it's
anywhere and has been a significant impact in our society and how we use mobile devices.
I reckon the biggest change with SMS over the years was when we were first able to send photos via SMS in the early 2000s.
Ah, yes, the picture messaging service.
Or MMS.
Fairly basic back in those days, but, you know, we're sending on all platforms now.
Do you reckon our writing habits have ridiculously reduced since the introduction of the SMS?
Not only inception of text messaging, but I guess the internet communications have potentially made a few people a little bit lazy in communication behaviour, substituting for words for several letters has happened. And some people, unfortunately, none the wiser that they're making the mistake of doing it as well.
Well, the kids are getting punished at school. They now have to learn coding to make up for it.
Hey, but coding is a good skill to get. It'll certainly put you in the right workforce in the modern economy.
Sounds of Albany.
For Fair Dinkum Sheds, with no hidden surprises.
Thanks, Fair Dinkum Sheds, Sounds of Albany. And the jackpot today is at $2,240. What is our sound and where can you find it? Let us know, 13-27-10, just like Mel. What do you reckon it is for this Wednesday?
I thought maybe it might be like a microphone dropped on the karaoke machine at the Albany Hotel.
A microphone dropped on the karaoke machine at the Albany Hotel. Did you have a bit of a performance there lately?
No, but I have seen things like that done. I don't know if I've heard the sound, though.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to turn the answer off.
Oh, bugger. Okay. Thanks, Mel. Bye.
No mic drop there. Carl's in Peaceful Bay again. Carl, what do you reckon our sound of Albany is?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
Sound the radio, mate, when you first turn it on.
Not the one we want, I'm sorry, Carl.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, mate.
You seem to be out of reception on your answer there.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, mate.
See ya.
Jackpot tomorrow rises to $2,260. Sounds of Albany with Fair Dinkum Sheds on Triple M.